Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Get Real, where we help our listeners get real with their life. My name is Kiki, and with me is Sunshine. We're best friends who have helped each other break down life into get real moments so that when we can move forward and uplift without allowing life to hold us back. Lots of people live in denial, but here at Get Real, we speak the honest to God truth, even if it hurts. So give us a call. We're going to have lines open for the 30 minutes that we're on air. We're here to answer your questions about life in a true and honest way. We're ready to get real. Are you? So here's the number. Everybody listen. Call 347-857-4176 to talk to us now. Do it now. Don't be afraid. We won't be too harsh, but we do want to get real. So come join us and let's all get real. Hey, Sunshine. What do you think of our new show? Are you excited?
Hey, Kiki, how are you? Yes, I
am.
Good. I am very excited about Get Real. Let's do this, people. Give us a call. We're waiting. We're excited. And we want to help you get real.
Now, let's remember, this is our first show, so let's us get real. We may not get any callers.
But that's okay, because we can get real with each other.
That is true. So let's talk about our show for a minute. Since we're new, people are wondering what we're about, why the hell they should listen to us, okay? So we were having a moment one day on the phone. We were talking to each other, and I was talking, I was talking about some stuff that was happening with something very passionate to my soul, and Sunshine. She got very clear with me, and she got very real with me. And she was like, no, this is how it is. And I was like, damn, Sunshine, you're like, I wanted to give her a motivational speaking tour on getting real with people. Because even though when you get real, it can be painful and it may hurt, it helps you. It helps you say, okay, cut through the bull, and get right to what's really happening. You know what I mean?
Yes, and Kiki, Sunshine? That is a great point that you made. Yes, not only is it get real, but it's get real with love. And sometimes tough love can be harsh, but it's all done out of helping you know what you already know and be yourself and to grow and move forward. That's why the words get real.
See, and I love that about you, Sunshine, because you come at it with love. Me, I just come at it with, like, listen. This ain't cool.
Yes, you are my yin to my yang.
Yes, you bring the
you
love
are my yin.
To the show. I bring the, no, we need to just break it down, people.
Yes,
okay, well,
I hate to use this terminology, but good cop, bad cop with getting real.
Very true. So I have some people online wanting to know how we listen. So I'm going to jump over here online and give them the link so that they
okay.
can listen online. You can listen online or you can call the show. If you want to listen online, it's blogtalkradio.com /getrealtalkshow. And that's how you listen online. If you want to call in, you call 347-857-4176. Occasionally I'll be throwing that phone number out to you guys so you can call in and listen. And we actually do have a caller. Now, I don't know if this caller is one of my friends that I bribed to come. Hang on. We're having a listener online that's saying she clicked on it, but there's nowhere to hit the listen button.
Okay.
That's a good question. And I'm not sure if I can do this, but let me try to. Why don't you tell us, Kiki, about a moment you got real this week while I try to help this listener listen?
Okay, that's great. Well, I got real this week with work. For those of you who don't know me, let me introduce myself. My name is Sunshine, and I believe in tough love, but hard love. And I am blessed to have friends who get real with me. One thing that I do and has been known for many, many years, I'm a workaholic. I believe in getting the job done right, and in the interim, making sure that all those I'm working with are taken care of and supported. And with that care and support comes extra hours, extra times, late night calls, early morning calls, sitting in offices while your friends are out, you know, enjoying their lives and their families.
If I can jump in real fast,
that
is a hashtag, you've been working too much, hashtag get real moment. Okay, go ahead.
Very true, and I appreciate that.
You do.
Yes.
I mean, listen, these callers, they don't know you, but you work like ridiculous. You work entirely too much. Okay, anyway, continue.
No, that's very true, and that's what we do here, people. We get real. And, again, it's done with love. Kiki has my back, and she knows I work ridiculous hours, but she reminds me and brings me back into check. So anyways, one thing that I'm hoping that this show will do is help me, too, to do other interests and talk to people and have callers and share stories and support one another, because Get Real is all about getting real.
Yes, exactly. And because this is a new show, I just want to remind everyone that's listening to tell your friends and family about it. Because, you know, if we don't get callers in like the first, it's a 30-minute show, okay? And we're going to get real. We're going to be honest. 30-minute show, because that's what's free, F-R-E-E, okay? And so if we don't get callers within the first 15 minutes, we may end short. So just to give you guys a heads up, if you want to listen to us, if you want to keep us on air, tell your friends and family, have them call in and talk to us. Otherwise, you're just going to hear us talk about our lame lives and how we try to get real with ourselves, which is kind of boring, okay? Honestly. Okay. So I have a caller on the phone or on the line.
Oh, you do? Wonderful.
Yes. And so we're going to take the call, and we're going to see who this is. So let's see here. Caller, I have an area code from 612. Can you hear me? You're live on the air with Get Real. Hello? I hear you. Do you want to talk to us or do you just want to listen? You can just listen, but be real with us.
Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. How's it going?
It's not too bad in Minneapolis, Minnesota this evening.
Nice, nice. What's your name?
My name is Craig.
Hey, Craig.
Hello,
how's
Craig.
This is...
Yeah, go ahead.
This is my first time for calling in on the show. I appreciate you guys letting me on.
Well, we appreciate having a caller. Hashtag get real. We have a caller. So tell us, Craig. So I don't know if you listened to the beginning of the show or not, but so... our show is all about getting real. And as Sunshine says, with love, as Kiki says, myself, you know, love sometimes comes into play, sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes you just got to be brutal. So that aside, we want to get real with people. So do you have a story or a situation that you're looking for, a get real moment?
Yeah, you know, I think I could use some advice. First of all, I'm a self-employed businessman. My wife and I currently run 4 businesses consecutively all at the same time. And probably our most challenging business that we attend to is we are managing foreclosed properties for the different banks. And, you know, with that, there's an awful lot of hurt feelings. There's anxiety. There's fear. I typically deal with these properties and the homeowners have long since gone, but there's a few times where either they're in denial about the bank foreclosing on them, or they simply think maybe they have more time, whatever the case may be. All of a sudden I find myself in the position with these people trying to give advice and trying to console them. And you know, there's really no resource that I can go to for me to get help with that. And I just wondered if maybe you guys could, you know, it would help if we could just talk about that for a little bit.
Sure. Well, first, I want to say kudos to you for all the work and effort you put into everything. That is like, I think you're in the Sunshine category of I work too much, hashtag get real.
Yep.
But kudos, because, I mean, goodness, like, I don't know if I could do that many jobs. I would lose my mind. So the aspect you want to talk about is with the homeowners that are maybe in denial. Is that what I'm hearing?
That seems to be a common thread. They're in denial. They don't think that a contractor is going to show up to change the locks on the house for the bank. Then all of a sudden I show up, and it's a emotional exchange. And of course, too, you guys need to know what my heart is. My heart is that I'm not going to be mean to anybody at all on the planet. And I feel that it's my responsibility to console and to give advice and to certainly display empathy. But, you know, it's pretty tough doing that day in and day out for an employer like the bank that is so harsh and is so cruel and is so black and white and right down to the nitty-gritty brass tacks. And so for me, I feel like I'm kind of caught in the middle. And there's really, truly no resource that I can go to seek advice and to get help as far as how to do my job better.
Damn, I feel you. So, okay, well, this is coming from myself, Kiki. That's the more comedic side of things. I would say invest in Kleenex because I would think, this is just me, and then I'm going to let Jana come and speak from the heart. But for me, I would think that a stockpile of Kleenexes in the back of the truck would, if you show up with Kleenexes, there's a peace offering there. And I know this sounds crazy and it might sound weird, but I'm being completely genuine when I say this. Because, like, if I was going through that and somebody showed up at my door like you, Craig, and they had blocks of Kleenex in their hand, and, I mean, your face isn't going to be all excited. You know, your facial expression is going to tell me, you know, another story as well. I would be like, okay, it would feel better to me than just someone knock, 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 cold and harsh, you know? So while I make a joke about Kleenex, it's also a very real joke. How about you, Sunshine? What do you think?
And Craig, let me say and reiterate what Kiki stated. Kudos to you and your wife for not only being entrepreneurs of several businesses, but dealing with a situation where you do have to deal with people who are upset and in denial and are like, what happened and how do I get here? But in getting real, I must say, do you have two scenarios where you have the people who just didn't do what they were supposed to do? I don't know if you get that background or not. And then do you have the people that due to unforeseen job loss or medical bills? Because if you have those two groups, I would give you two different approaches.
Yes, you know what? You're pretty astute on that. That's exactly how it shakes down. They're either in total denial, or there's been a major health situation, or a traumatic job loss, and the income has suffered. So basically, you can put the two different types of people in those two different camps.
So with
well,
that
I'm
being
like,
said,
oh,
go ahead, Kiki.
Well, I was just going to interject a little bit and say, let's get real and say this economy sucks ass. Okay, Sunshine, back to you.
Yes, and you then to her point, yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, great. And then getting back to those two groups, Craig, because we're about to get real. Like Kiki said earlier, the people that unfortunately have those situations bring out the tissue, show them love, support them. You sound like you're a strong enough man that you can handle it and it won't burn you out or wear you down, because that's a beautiful thing. But for those people who didn't handle their business and they're in denial and they knew where they were and where they're going, let's get real. You need to go, lock the doors, peace out. It's been real.
Yes.
I mean, get real. People know, let's all keep it real. We all know where our money is. I don't go to the ATM trying to get $100 and I only have five.
Well, I try it, but it doesn't let me do it.
But no, Craig, I'm really glad that you called. And again, that love and empathy is a beautiful thing. But in all seriousness, like she said, on comedic side, bring the tissues, give the hugs, wipe the tears, you know, gently help them through the door and wish them well. Because I don't know, do you interact with these individuals after this closing, you know, and the lots change, or then have you moved on to the next situation?
Sometimes it's a new situation 3 and 4 times per day.
Wow. Wow, that's a lot.
And that's part of the problem.
Yeah, that's a lot. Is this something that you see you and your wife doing long term?
Well, we've been at it now for 8 years, so I think it is definitely in the foreseeable future.
Okay, so then I'm going to switch tactics and just make sure I get real with you, that you make sure, and I know it's been 8 years, but make sure you're not putting yourself in a position where you and your wife get burned out.
Yes, right. We have dealt with that issue in the past. We had
mm-hmm.
8 employees working on a daily basis. Trying to manage people is just too much. So we did
mm-hmm.
cut way, just me and her, and as we need, we can hire day labor. We can hire those few individuals to help us out on a needed situation, daily situation, and we've handled it that way, and that helps with the burnout. Otherwise, it was too much. It was just too much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I was going to say, because you asked earlier, like, there's no place where you can go talk about it, where you can get support, and this is what drives me nuts, okay? I'm going to be real. It drives me nuts to watch the news, to watch all this crap going on in America, and there be no support system for it. It's almost like, you know, Americans are on their own, period. And it drives me crazy because I hear people like you, Craig, and I see people, and, you know, right now I'm going through my own financial struggle, and I'm just like, you know, nobody's getting together, banding together and saying, wait a second, this is stupid. Or nobody's banding together and saying, you know, I get where you've been. I've been there. This is what I did. Or let's all get together and band together and help each other as a whole nation and country to get out of this
mm-hmm.
mess. But people aren't doing that. It's like nobody wants to really look at it, and it drives me crazy. But then if they're in that position, they want help and they make a GoFundMe. Okay? Hashtag
yes.
Get real.
Excellent.
So,
excellent.
I guess what I'm saying for you, Craig, is, you know, maybe there's, I don't know, because I haven't done the research, but maybe if we could find some kind of group or some kind of gathering where people are actually willing to talk about this on a more national scale, I think that would bring some sort of connectivity back to the community to actually bring the compassion back, you know, because I feel like, let's be honest and let's get real, a lot of us Americans, we don't care about our neighbor. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't care about our neighborhood. We don't care about our community. Because why? Because we're just struggling to live. It's like, well, at some point, we're all going to have to get together and say, we care about each other because each other is how we're going to survive. All right? Because
mm-hmm.
let's get real. If there was a zombie apocalypse, okay, I'm going a little crazy here. I know, but just stay with me. If there was a zombie apocalypse and everything went crazy, you don't think you're going to want your neighbor to, like, back you when the zombies are coming down the street and you need something to, like, get through and make sure you survive? Like, that's an extreme example, and I'm being silly because that's what I do. But the point is we need community. We need to band together. We need to have people to talk to about it. So if you want to check back with us, Craig, I'd love for you to. I'd love to do some research on it, see if I can't find you some other people to connect to so you have somewhere to go to express what you go through, because I'm sure it's very, very exhausting emotionally for you to go and experience one-on-one with those people, because you know the banks aren't going there. Hashtag get real, right?
Get real.
Seriously. So thank you, Craig. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it.
Yes,
thank you, Craig. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for letting me voice my concerns and bring up a new topic. You guys be well,
yeah.
And I'll be set.
Thank you, and stay on the line. I'm going to click off your microphone so you can stay on here and listen to the rest of the show. We have about 10 minutes left, so hang out and listen to us. And Sunshine, what do you think about all that? What do you think about what just happened? This was our first caller, first show. How do you feel about that?
I feel great. I appreciate Craig opening up to us and sharing what he and his wife do, and then part of the jobs that they do, how it impacts him. That was fantastic. How just to open up and take our advice and listen, and whether he implements it or not, I hope that Craig does come back after we do research and we give him some advice so we can support him.
And I think it's important, I think, hopefully, people listen to this show, especially ones that are in that situation that Craig's meeting on a daily basis, because, you know, it's unfortunately come to a, okay, now I feel like I'm going to get on a soapbox, okay? I'll be real. I admit that. But let's look at it
this
way.
Get real.
Unfortunately, it feels like corporate America, correct, has taken over.
Correct.
Right? And we don't, the bankers who just see black and white papers, they don't interact with us, right? So then we get a person like Craig, who's just a guy from his heart, trying to just make a living himself. And, you know, I'm sure some people yell at him, maybe. I mean, you know, that might be the case. And it's terrible. It's like, well, can't we just say, now we know Craig, you know, we know there's people that are also making a living, helping in that way. And, you know, if you see a guy come up on your doorstep with a box of Kleenex, take the Kleenex, you know? And let's have, maybe take a hug, too. You know what I'm saying? Real fast, Sunshine, we have another caller, and I really want to get to another caller very quickly before we have to wrap it all up.
All right, fantastic.
Are you good with that?
I'm good with that.
Fantastic. Now, I don't know if this caller wants to actually talk to us or if he's just calling into the line. He or she's calling into the line to listen. So this, we're going to find out. Okay. Hang on for 1 second. Let me get over here. Okay. So, caller, I have area code 407. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you. I thought I was calling into a medical show.
Yeah,
I've got a growth.
Oh, you're hilarious. Well, and at least he's honest and real about it. Well,
yeah,
well,
I've got a growth, and I thought I was calling into a medical show.
That's so funny. Well, we're not a medical show, but we're glad you called in. Feel free to listen if you'd like. We only have about 7 minutes left. But we are a show called Get Real, if you want to get real about some aspect of your life. But
absolutely. Let's get real about this growth.
Okay. Well, what did you tell us about the growth?
Well, yeah, I'm a little embarrassed. I was kind of hoping that I was going to get to talk to a guy, but I guess two chicks will work.
Now, hang on. Now, I have to ask, is this inappropriate? Because this is a public, sure, it's online, but it's still out. Public. So
I'm almost always inappropriate, so we shouldn't talk about it. We really shouldn't talk about it then.
At least you're honest about it. At least you're honest. I appreciate the get real factor.
No problem. I was trying to listen to the show earlier, and I couldn't get into it. Sorry I got in late. So I can't.
I
was going to talk to you about a topical, something about what you guys were talking about, but I didn't catch it until like 2 minutes ago. So I had to lead in with the genital wart thing. You understand?
You're hilarious.
This is Tim.
I'm sorry.
This is Tim.
Oh, this is Tim.
Your
Tim, it's nice to speak to you. Oh, well,
nice to speak
Kiki,
with you.
This is Kiki. I don't have a cousin.
I know, you're
Tim.
I know. Gotcha.
Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
I don't know
okay,
what you're talking about.
Let's get real, Tim. Now that I know that it's Tim, let's get really real, okay?
All right,
now,
let's get real. What do you have for me?
What's the hardest thing you do in a day? Tell me.
The hardest thing I do in the day?
Yeah, like what's, like, on a daily thing, what's the most difficult thing you go through?
You want me to be honest? This is going to be a mushy answer. I'll give you an honest answer, but it's really mushy.
We want an honest answer. This is get real.
All right, when I drop my kid off at school.
Aww. Cute. I wish I had a little aww soundbite. That's great.
That's the hardest thing I do every day.
But see, that's exactly what we're talking about here on air, you know? Get real. It's like you have the ability to get real and say that's the hardest thing I do every day. And who else can say that? That's great.
Yeah, that's true. I live a good life. I'm very lucky.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
well,
great.
I thank you. Sunshine, do you have anything to add?
No, I think that's just great. That touched my heart, and I loved how you got real.
What about you guys?
Love for your child.
You guys need to get real and tell us what the hardest things. What are the hardest things you do every day?
Oh, I got a list.
All right, break it down.
Well, currently the hardest thing I do right now is work. Because I'm glad I'm Kiki. My work is not work. It's utter chaos. And so if I actually get something accomplished in a day, I have a success. That's how, like think of something backwards, flipped around, tossed over to the side, what you think you should do the opposite, and you might be on the right track. So that's my current daily struggle, is that because I'm a very order person, and this is where I'm going to get real. I'm very much into order and structure, and I like to have things done, 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 done. And I'm currently in a position where it's chaos. And so I have to handle chaos. Sunshine, what about you?
Can I suggest alcohol? It works.
Oh, I've already had a drink. Okay, Sunshine.
The hardest thing I have to do in the day is deal with people who don't want to listen when I'm at work. Because I hate when you ask a question and instead of letting me answer it, you go ahead and tell me what the answer is and what you're going to do anyways.
Oh,
so I'm like,
I hate that.
So I'm like, why did you ask me? Let's get real. You just wasted 5 minutes of my time. I could never get back. Thank you.
Seriously.
Yep.
Hashtag waste of time. Yes. Seriously. I get that. I'm the same way. I can't. That's one of my pet peeves, actually. If you ask me a question and then you give me the answer afterwards, I'm like, oh, my God, I may hurt you right now. I may.
Exactly. Same here. Can I get away with it?
Yep. Well, thank you, Tim, for calling in. I appreciate it. And keep listening. We have, seriously 2 minutes left, so we're going to wrap up.
You're very welcome.
Tell
just leave me on so I can hear it.
I have to listen
through the phone, so don't hang up on me.
I won't do that to you. Family wouldn't do that to each other.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I cut him
off. Thank you, Jim.
That's hilarious. I didn't mean to cut you off, Tim, but I did. Sorry. Okay, so we have under 2 minutes left. I think that was a fun first show. I'm happy with it. What about you, Sunshine?
I totally agree, Kiki. That was a great first show. I want to give a shout-out and a get-real thanks to Craig and Tim for calling in. It takes a lot to take that first step, just like we did. So, gentlemen, I appreciate it, and I hope we hear from you again in the future.
Yes, definitely. And then I want to let our callers know, too, that we want to thank you for listening to Get Real. And at the same time, in the same token, this is a comedic talk show with two hosts who may just have fake names, but we do tell the brutal truth. And we have the fake names because, we're going to be real and it's kind of comedic and we want to have fun. And so just bear with us and have fun with it. That's the main thing. We want to get real, have fun with love, and hopefully provide a lot of laughter for you guys. What about you, Sunshine? We have about 45 seconds left. You get the last bit of time. Wrap it up.
Well, Kiki, thank you very much. I just want to say for the first show, I appreciate your friendship and your get realness, and I'm excited as we continue to do this and meet more people over the phone. And everybody, hashtag get real.
You're so sweet, and I just want to say real fast, okay, Jana's way funny when we talk personally on the phone. I just said your name. Okay. I just ruined it. I ruined it all.
Don't worry.
Okay,
don't worry.
This is Get Real with Kiki and Sunshine. Kiki and Sunshine, we'll see you guys next week. Have a good week. Bye.
Bye.